mentioned that Tuesday I can't have share. I apologize. So we basically, we're bothered. Blazes has a very fascinating line, really a fascinating line. You don't have to be any grace at Talmud Chacham to catch this problem. Blazes says that the Gemara now is assuming Rav China Kamais is wrong. He doesn't say why, but you know the Pashup shot is because of the Gemara's Perchas of before, or because Ain of Hazama. Gemara said, "Where do we have no answer for that except the Rav Chia Ain of Hazama and Koparach Ain of Hachashav Hazama? Maybe doesn't hold it at Sada Shava. Listen, whenever you Sada Shava, they're always not so simple. You can ask all kinds of Perchas on them." So whatever it is, it's not clear. So if it says Igmara now doesn't hold Rav Chia Kamaisa. So how come you're chayiv in the Mishnah? The Havmin it was, you're chayiv in the Mishnah. And this mashma, there will be chayiv deraisa. If not, for Kyechid Yigan on Tzadil Hai and on Tzadil Hai. And Hai, there's no Rav Chia Kamaisa. Terence is because Anan Tzadil Adavka. I told his Kashmina has to female to say this. In other words, the Anan Sadi is female to say that. It's considered like a holdah. And therefore, even if we don't know the Rafiya Kamaisa, this Anan Sadi would be Mechai Meshua. So the $1 million Shaila is how can Anan Sadi, which is not even Anan Sadi, because in our case, it's not even logical, the Anan Sadi. If you would ask people, they would definitely tell you that we don't know that it's Anan Sadi. We don't assume that they both picked it up together. But even if it would be an Anan Sadi, but how can anything be other than Adim? The usual assumption is the Adim is the ultimate bearer, except Bohara Biraglev. Okay, so that's the facts in the ground. But any bearer, when you don't have the facts, we always say Adim is the strongest bearer. Davis is implying that Anan Enochinami, it would only be Anan Sadi. It wouldn't work because Anan Sadi is no better than Rav Chia, than Adim. And just like Rav Chia Kamai, we don't hold Rav Chia Kamaisa, and Adim don't work. So we also wouldn't hold that Anan Sadi would work. But over here, it's better than Anan Sadi. It's not Dafka, but it's better than Anan Sadi. It's better than how others Adim. But the mind of the Anan Sadi Lab Dafka, it's fame, you understand it. Makoshev, Kimayim, and Mixes. So we did on last week, we said structure, there were two possible structures. We did the Dvir Akkadish chat, right? I think so. I don't know. Did we do that chat? Or we said it outside? Okay, the guy said it. Is that chat is, that the beer, I think Shamir was pushing this. He's not here, so we can blame anything on him. That the beer of the Anan Sadi, Adim only created a certain, Adim is a certain, in a sense, a logical beer. The Xeris Akosiv maybe increases a logical beer, but it's still basically a logical beer. So logical beer based on logic. It's always a possibility that the guy's lying, a possibility the guy made a mistake. So their beer is 90 something percent, whatever. But over here, the beer is based on, it's not logical. It's based on a psakdin. It's based on a chadin chazaka. Chazakas are not logical dinim. Chazakas are keach of beer, dim beers. And therefore, we wanted to say that a dim beer of a chazaka is 100%. So a dim beer of a chazaka is really stronger than Adim. Very, very radical. If a dim beer of a chazaka is stronger than Adim, so how come it's a dover pashat on the oy? And if Adim would come in and tell us that we saw the person, only one person picked it up, that of course we would go buster the Adim and not buster the Chazaka, Anan Sadi and our Sugya. Terence is because, so he says some line, but it's very Kodesh then, that the Torah never gave you the Din Chazaka, this Chazaka, Matazia Shalom, B'mokam when they're Eidim. It's basically Gufa because it's not a logical psak. So it's a Hanhaga when you have, it's a Din Birer when you have a Safek, which is very, very radical too. That it's only a Din, it only, you first have to have a Safek, and then it becomes a Vaday. But if it's not a suffix, then you don't get this kayak, and therefore you don't become a vaday. Right? That's what that's what this Svara Kodesh said. If you read him, that there's some kind of tanai that in order for this anan sadi in our Gemara, which is a din, to become activated, you need it to be a suffix. So if there's a dim, then the anan sadi doesn't become activated. But if there's no a dim, so then it becomes activated, then it's better than eight. Okay, that was a basic shot. All right. I thought that this is very, 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 very radical. First of all, whoever heard, why should they say that the Torah makes Chazak, that the Birer of Chazakah is better than the Birer of Edom? I don't know, I never heard that before. The beer of Chazakah is better than the beer of Eidim. And it's just that Chazakah doesn't work when there's Eidim. You know, that sounds very, very, very funny. You know, there's it stronger, but it really, it only works when there's no Eidim. Why not? Because really the Torah doesn't believe it. The Torah believes Eidim much more than it believes it. But once there's no Eidim, then it becomes activated. Then it's better than Eidim. I don't know. I would tell, if the guy in my share said that, I would tell him he needs a riot. It's such a radical thing. We never heard such a thing.
Okay. The Gemara says by Komash Tachas Yadim Shaloy, it says Mitzvah of Riot is Kaiva Keva, right? So the Gemara says Lamali Kra, right? Svarahu. Yeah, okay, but so we do have a concept. By Eidim, you need a Xeris custom because it's such a Chiddush. Eidim Gufa is a Chiddush, and over there we see that Chazakah doesn't even need a Chiddush, it's logical.
Okay, good. But now we have a Pasuk that Eidim is the ultimate Birer. So now that we have a Pasuk that Eidim is the ultimate Birer, so to say that, I mean, I never heard, except for Bohara Biraglov, that anything can beat Eidim. I never heard it. But there's a Birer. So, I mean, so he's
Eidim can beat Eidim.
Eidim make a Safek. Okay, that's the special din of Azama. So Chiddushu, the Gemara says. Chasha is Trey Betray. It sounds, I don't know, it sounds bizarre. What can I tell you? It sounds bizarre that Chazakah, which is, the Chazakah doesn't exist when there's Eidim. It becomes a zero. It becomes a zilch. It's not that it fights Eidim and loses. He's saying it doesn't even fight Eidim because it doesn't even exist. So it's so weak. He says that's a sign of its weakness compared to Eidim. That when the Mokum then there's Eidim, it's a zero. It doesn't even exist. But when there's no Eidim, so then the Torah makes it a super, super, super beer. Why should the Torah make it a super beer? Why shouldn't the Torah just make it the beer on the same level of Eidim? Or even less than Eidim? Torah makes it. Torah has to make it a superhero. Like what for? No reason. It's not logical.
Rebbe was arguing very strongly for this position.
You're making an illogical Xeris HaKosef. If you're telling that when there's no Eidim, it doesn't exist. That means that this beer is intrinsically much, much weaker than Eidim. So now the Torah said, you know, that Dan Hugo, when you have a suffix, something that rises to the Chumra. No one's going to say that the Anhaga, Safek Derais of Chumra, is better than Eidim. So the Anhaga, put it on a Chazakah. Tell me it's a Anhaga, it's not a beerer. Just the Torah goes ahead, and because we're stuck, we don't have a beerer, the Torah says, okay, follow this. So why in the world would the Torah make it that it becomes a super beerer? And it sounds bizarre. Like
what changed since last week, Rebbe? What changed since last week? Last week, Rebbe liked this pshat.
No, I didn't. No, I never.
Is it just like Rebbe Chanan by Rove or something? That Rebbe Chanan by Rove, that Rove works just except when it's facing against Chazak. Was Rebbe Chanan, was it? Wasn't that Rebbe said something like that?
Yeah.
that is like where Ruchanan says by Rove, that Rove doesn't really be Chazaka, it's just that Chazaka doesn't take effect in a place where there's a Rove. So what's the difference?
Okay, but if you recall, I also said that Rav Ruchanan is arguing with Tosfos. You know, Rav Ruchanan is also a little funny that Rove, Chazaka, when it works, stronger than Rove. Yeah, it's also funny. I agree. It's a very funny thing to say, but this is even worse because with the Bikias in Kol HaTorah Kula is that the ultimate level of Bira is eight. And now he's saying that there's really, you're playing ordinary Chazaka or whatever, and Haga, Mandik over the Geva, I don't know exactly what, is better and stronger than Adam. What is it, you know, it's like almost like against all the Bikias and Shas.
Where is he saying that it's in Chazaka? I see only Gabi Anasahadi.
Okay, because I was saying over Yoy Shamir, he doesn't explain what this Anan Sadi is. He doesn't explain this Tavira Kodesh, don't explain what it is. But he definitely says that the reason why it loses, he says it's better than Adam. Ayiv is better than Adam. So how come it loses to Adam? Right? That's a pretty good kasha. So he says because the Mokom Adam doesn't exist. Now, I never heard of such a thing. If something is a beer, then it's intrinsically a beer, and it always exists. Birim don't disappear because they're Adim. If you have a rove against Adim, you wouldn't say that the rove doesn't exist. If you have an umdina against Adim, you wouldn't say the umdina doesn't exist. Say the umdina loses to the Adim. Not that the umdina stops speaking. Why should the umdina stop speaking? The umdina is an umdina. The Adim's an Adim. Just because you have your beer, it doesn't mean I don't have my beer. So the only way you can make sense out of what he's saying is to say that the Anan Sadi in our sugya is not an Anan Sadi midin hilchus birer, but it's a illogical birer. It's an illogical din. And it's similar to Chazaka. I don't know, he knows this. It's similar to Savik Derais in Chumrah. It's similar to Mandikov in Akeva. I don't know, it's some kind of Hanhaga is a suffix. It's a some kind of halachic din that the Torah gives the makom suffix. Therefore, if there's Adim, it's not a makom suffix. It doesn't exist. So I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something. It goes into the family of these forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives when you have a suffix, whether it's a suffix derived from Chumra, whether it's Chazaka, according to Rav Elchanan, whether it's, I don't know, but so that's what I say, that's a very strange structure, he's saying, because if the Etzem, it's not a beer, and the Torah just makes it a beer because it's a suffix, why in the world would the Torah make it a super beer? The Etzem is not a beer.
When we were learning this, Etzem, just
one second. The Etzem is not a beer. Adamai, the Torah wants it to be wants to smoke on something, it shouldn't be an F cell something, the Torah makes it into a beer. So it suffices to make it, you know, like it suffices to be a weak beer. There's no reason to make it a stronger beer than Adam, especially since the known Afghamina, because the moment Adam come onto the scene, it disintegrates. So why in the world did the Torah make it a stronger beer than Adam? So the only Afghamina, as far as I know, that the Torah made it a stronger beer than Adam, is that Omega Shulas might never mixes.
Yeah, but Rebbe, why did Tosfos say the word Bavadai? How did Rebbe understand? Why did Tosfos say it himself that it's Bavadai? Even that they're holding on to it. Why did Tosfos need to say it's Bavadai?
Where is he saying Vada? I'm sorry.
Tosfos Yachloku. What? Tosfos Yachloku on Daf Beis.
Please. That's cheating. I'm not learning Daf Beis.
That's a Nansahadi. That's Tosfos Shita Nansahadi. That's Tosfos Shita Nansahadi. I'm not learning Daf Beis.
Okay, but I'm not learning right now Daf Beis. Whatever you say, you learn. I can't go back to Daf Beis now. I'm sorry. I don't believe that Anan Sadi, I'm sure you'll find the word Vadai by Adim too. To say there's no raya for the fact that Torah says Vadai that's better than Adim. There's no such raya. Every Anan Sadi, you'd also say Vadai. There's no There's no raya from there. They said badai. The din badai. But that it's better than Adam, it just sounds bizarre. What can I tell you? Why in the world would the Torah make up? When the Torah, you know, you start out with no beer. The Torah is writing exeris akosna to give you a beer. So why, what for? Why give it a beer that's better than Adam, but there's no practical nafkamina because as soon as Adam comes, it disappears. So, and why would the Torah give it a Adam beer?
How does Tezen write
logically not a beer? So why would the Torah give it a beer better than Adam?
Because Bezin has no idea what's going on here, and how do they have a right to take away somebody else's money?
You create a beer less than Adam, and on that beer, you take away someone's money.
That's not less than beer. We don't know. Bezin has zero idea whose money it is, and he's giving it to somebody else. I'm holding on to $1 million of my money, and Bezin is giving it to somebody else.
Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I agree that it sounds weird.
All the Bezin, the mice of Bezin, created a beer, a kayach beer. Fine, they made the beer. They can make the kayach beer equal to Adam. That would also be fine. They can make it a little weaker than Adam. That would also be fine. You mean Maisi Mamin and you don't need Mamish Adam and An Sadi, which is pastures weaker than Adam. It also can be Maisi Mamin. Hazaka and Adam Perea talks mana can be Maisi Mamin, even though it's weaker than Adam. So there are many. The Torah they can make it into a beer of an chazak on the paretos mano, a beer of Adam. But why in the world would the Torah come along and make something which is logically not a beer into a beer that's better than Adam? But the Maisa it's not relevant because whenever it's Adam, it loses to Adam anyway. I mean, Why did the Torah do that?
Wasn't my understanding of this Anan Sahadi only that basically it's an outgrowth of Chazaka Shetachas Madan Shalohu?
Right, and I don't know what Chazaka Matachas Yad Shalohu.
That Lachar is a lesser force than Adam. It is. I mean, isn't the Pashit?
You're agreeing with me.
I held all along that there was a problem with this. That's why I'm surprised it'll be turned around.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not learning that base. I don't know what the Anan Sadi. I didn't learn that base. I have to admit, that base is a whole giant sugya. But whatever you say, to say no one on that base, and in my recollection, said it's better than eight. That this is the first time we heard such a thing that the beer is better than eight. So why would the Torah make a beer that's better than eight? Which anyway loses to Adam. So why make it better than Adam just so that it could lose anyway? It just seems like a totally unnecessary cost. We also had another problem that we asked, as we asked too last week, that the Lashon Anan Sad, Elav Dafka, is not accurate. Because if you're working through the system of Anan Sadi, then you can't be better than Adam because Anan Sadi is using the system of Adam. The only way it can become better than Adam is because you're using a different system. And you say this other system creates a beer that's better than Adam. So then why is it Lav Dafka? Even though you end up just a drop better than Adam, but it's totally not an Anan Sadi. That drop better than Adam is necessary. In order to avoid the problem of Rav Chiya Kamaisa, you have to be a drop better than Adam. Adam lose by the skin of their teeth, and you have to be a drop better beer. And Anan Sadi, Adam, don't make that extra drop of beer, because Yeshno Bachosha Bazama. The only way you can make that extra drop of beer is by using a whole different system. So don't say it's Lav Dafka. If you're using a whole different system, it's not Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka means it's the same system, just a drop better. It's not the same system. It's a completely different system. It has nothing to do with Anan Sadi. You're using a system. It has nothing to do with Anan Sadi. Right? That we asked that last week. I remember. Okay. Anyway, so let's go further because we're running on a marathon. So the Rav Nachum says a different structure. I don't know if people got a chance to read Rav Nachum or didn't read Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum says that at the end of the day, after all the dust that once we drop Rav Chiya Kamaisa, then we drop the whole svaras that the reason for Moedah B'Mikzas is because of Taina Chashuva. Because if Moedah B'Mikzas would be Taina Chashuva, so then Ha'odah Zeidim would also have Taina Chashuva. You can have a percha that Ha'odah Zeidim is Eina B'Choshe B'Azama. That's only midin percha, but not midin logic. So once halacha lemaisa, ha'odas edim is not make a chiyav shua. Obviously, the reason for moedah b'mikzas has nothing to do with taina chashuva, because then it would ha'odas edim be the same thing. It's not logical that ein b'chosha zama is a straw that breaks a camel back. But in order to be a taina chashuva, you need that added 1 millionth of a mahosaf of chashav azam. So now we have to figure out at the end of the day, what's the difference between Moedah B'Mikzas and Kofar and Ha'odas Edim. So the difference is that Moedah B'Mikzas, there is a Hodah. And by Ha'odas Edim, there's no Hodah, fakir, there's a Kfira. And somehow enough, for some reason, which we don't exactly know what, the Torah tells you that the Hodah and the Kefira, that's what it's solely on. If there's Hodah, there's the Chiyav Shua. If there's a Kefira, there's no Chiyav Shua. So Rav Nochem says that, you know, he says it a little funny. I don't know why he says it the way he says it, but we'll say it the way he says it just for simplicity. I don't know, simplicity. I think it's a much easier way of saying it, but he says it his way, that it's only a Kefira if Bezin, in a sense, accepts your kfira. But if when you come in and kaifer hako, Bezin don't even listen to you, that's not called the kfira. So by kaifer hako, the etzem Bezin accept your kfira. Except that Edim shlug you up. But before Edim shlug you up, Edim is a, Nershiva's Popo Sharon Yavamis, Edim is a Dover Acher Garamla. So the Edim is an external thing. But the etzem itzad, this case, your kfira of kaifer hako was accepted. So you made, by all this edim, you made a kfira of kaifer hako. Therefore, your pots are from shua. But by all this edim, by the anan sadi case, The Anan Sadi is Mineyu Bey in the situation. The situation itself speaks the Anan Sadi. Since the situation in itself speaks the Anan Sadi, so Mineyu Bey, it's not a Dover Acher Garamla. The reason why we don't accept your Kfira is Mineyu Bey. If it's Mineyu Bey, so then there's no Kfira. If there's no Kfira, so then it's Chai Shua, because the criteria, the illogical criteria that we have is that Moedah B'Mikzas is Chayiv, Kofar Hako is Potter. So as long as you're not a Kofar Hako, you're Chayiv. You don't have to be really a Moedah B'Mikzas.
Even though there's no Ishtamutze?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Ishtamutze.
Don't we need Ishtamutze as part of the
B'Mikzas? If you want to, whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know. There's Mishtamute by Kofar Hako also at the end of the day.
That's true.
So the point he's saying is that where Rav Nochem says it is that after all the dust and settles, we really say that the Sibas of Mechayev is really any time as Mechayev Ishua. It's just Kofar Hako is almost like a Ptur. The fact that you're piped to Kofar Hako, that removes the Chi Ishua. But in order for the shua to get removed, you have to have a good kofar hako. But over here, it's a bad kofar hako. So therefore, there's a chiyah shua. So
didn't we understand that does aid them in the mission? Originally, we had a half a minute that does aid is working in the mission because there is a kofar hako. So how do we understand there's a kofar hako in our mission before?
Because in our Mishnah beforehand, we didn't get into this svara that it's Mineyu Bey. So in my Mishnah beforehand, we were assuming that it's like Edim. And now the Gemara is Mechadesh, and it's better than Edim. Edim is not Mineyu Bey. is a davar acher garma. This is the Gemara's. This gufa is the switch of the Gemara's Mechadish now.
But the Gemara could have slugged it up before. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara could have slugged up the Gemara by saying now, you missed the Svara.
Okay, I don't know if it's slugged, but that's what they're saying the Gemara is holding now. The Gemara is holding now that Edom is the davar acher garma. Therefore, it doesn't destroy the kfira. So Mimeda Rafi is not necessarily right. But the Anan Sadi in our Suya, which is not coming from Anan Sadi, it's coming from the situation itself. So since it's coming from the situation itself, so that totally destroys the kfira. And whenever the kfira is totally destroyed, then there is no Chiyav Shua.
I just don't say the Gemara's hechek to make that
switch. Then there is a Chiyav Shua. Then there is a Chiyav Shua.
I said, but the Gemara doesn't have a hechek to make that switch because there's no asking Be'etzin that we understood it wrong on that. You're sorry.
You have to make that switch because it's convenient. It says it, that there's no hechek. It's just the Gemara holds that way.
The Gemara should hold that way originally. The Gemara shouldn't switch on that step. That's what I'm saying. It's,
okay, but I think Tavis himself asked that. And his chat.
Reuven and Shimon come into Be'etzin. Each one says, I found it first. Right, so then we say we throw out the kfira. Then Aiden come along and they say we saw Reuven picked it up first. Then all of a sudden his kfira comes back.
I didn't fathom.
Reuven and Shimon each come in. Each one says I need to see. I picked it up first. Each one says it's the case of the Mishnah. Right. But then Aiden come in. And they say we saw that Reuven is the one who actually picked it up first.
Right.
So then Reuven's all of a sudden his kfira comes back now all of a sudden, and therefore there's no kishua.
Sorry, we're saying like
this. Then it's not mikach kfira anymore; it's mikach edim.
We're saying that we're saying that without Rafi, even without the edim, there's a kishua. The edim for sure, there's a kishua. We're saying that we're saying that we don't love Rafi kamaisa. So why is there a Chiyav Shua in the Mishnah? Because of the Anan Sadi, which is better than Edim, because it's intrinsic. Now, if you have Edim, it's not going to hurt. It surely makes a Chiyav Shua. But the Edim is Omaila than Omairin.
So even with the Edim, there would be a Chiyav Shua.
Yeah, because the Chiyav Shua comes from without the Edim. The Edom don't have to the Chiyav Shua. They just...
So one second, the Edom come in and say Reuven found it first, Reuven's still going to have to swear?
Wait, the Edom, Edom on half.
No, Edom come in and they say it's Reuven found it first.
Okay, because if we have Edom, so Edom, we're not holding like the previous chat. Edom is the ultimate theorer. So of course there's no Chiyav Shua. Once you have a beer,
his kfira is talking.
Right. Adem is beats everything. There's no suffix. There's no suffix. You don't have a Chiyav Shua. That's bullshit. According to this chat, he doesn't agree with the last chat. Adem is the ultimate beer. We have Adem, there's no suffix. So that's why, of course, we follow Adem. Because the difference between you, we have to keep the Cheshbon is a little complicated. The difference of Nochem and the previous chat is in the previous chat, we said that the reason why Rav Chiya Kamaisa doesn't swear is a begam in the beer. So therefore, we had to say this crazy thing that the Anan Sadi is a better beer than Adim, which is a very, very difficult. How can Anan Sadi be better beer than Adim and yet lose to Adim? So the way the Rav Nochem is solving that solution is by saying that now the Gemara is dropping everything that we said above. And now we're saying that the reason why Rav Chiya Kamaisa is wrong is not because there's not enough beer. Avada, Rav Chiya Kamaisa, you got the ultimate beer. Edom is the ultimate beer. You can't get more beer than Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So, and yet, Aval began, there's no Chiyav Shua. That means that the Chiyav Shua has nothing to do with the beer. It has nothing to do with Taina Chashuva. So when you come along and you make this Anan Sadi, makes the Chiyav Shua, it's not because it's making more beer. Because, you know, no more beer is irrelevant. We don't need more beer. We have plenty of beer without it. So what you're doing is you're doing something else. That's the structure, and as I want, I got to hear the two structures. The first structure is definitely more, is more sitting with the norm that we've been learning. It's just radical, wild. The norm that we've been learning always is that the Nesibas and Machayev and Moedah the Mix is the sign of Hashuva. If we hold the Rav Chiya Gamaisa, we hold that the Eidim make a sign of Hashuva. If we don't hold the Rav Chiya Gamaisa, we hold all the Eidim don't make a sign of Hashuva because there's a Pagam in the Birer, Yeshna Bachosha Vazama. So then if Tzayvah says that this Anan Tzadi is better, it has to be better in the Birer. But that's absurd. How can it be better than Eidim and Birer when if you fight Eidim, you lose? So that's why the first shot is so difficult. In Mineyu Bey, you have to say it's a better Birer. And yet, when you fight Eidim, you lose. So this Viragodesh said, they're both right. It's a better Birer. But if you fight Eidim, you lose because you disintegrate. Okay. The second shot is dropping everything. Throw everything out. You know, Modeh B'Mixus has nothing to do with Tayin Chashuva. If Luyus or Modeh B'Mixus would be Tayin Chashuva, other Zaydin would also be Mechayev Eshua, because you got plenty of beer by other Zaydin. And Amai, Modeh B'Mixus is Mechayev Eshua, nothing to do with all Tayin Chashuva. Modeh B'Mixus is Chayev Eshua because there's a Tayin without a Kfira. A Tayin without a Kfira is Mechayev Eshua. Rav Chiya Kamais is wrong because there you have a Tayin with a Kfira. And our Anan Tzadi, since it's Mineyu Bey, makes it as a Taina without a Kfira. And it's not shot the Anan Tzadi is a better beer. The Anan Tzadi, of course, is a worse beer than Eidim. The only difference between Anan Tzadi and Eidim is that Eidim is internal, external, and the Anan Tzadi is internal. So therefore, what he's saying is that it's a little bit better than Eidim. It's better because it's internal. Eidim was external. So Eidim could not destroy the kfira because it's external. But this which is internal can destroy the kfira. Okay, that's his shot. I think that's what he's saying.
Why is it relevant whether the Eidim can destroy the Kfira? As Sandy was saying, because if it's Eidim, then
the Sibas and Mechayev, that after all the dust, and we have a pasuk that Moedah B'Mixus swears and Koyprak Kol doesn't swear. The question is, what's the difference? So in Rav Chiya Gamaisa, the difference was because in Moedah B'Mixus a Taina Chashuva. But once you say Rav Chiya Gamaisa is wrong, so that can't be the Hesber. Because Modeh B'Mixus also has Koyprako also has a Taina Chashuva. So therefore you have to say that Taina Chashuva is not the reason why you swear. So now why does Modeh B'Mixus swear? It's not because of Taina Chashuva, because the other Zaydim also has a Taina Chashuva. You have to make up a whole new, it's like making up Rav Nochum makes up a whole new Baba Metzia here. I hate to say it, but that's what he's doing. He's making up a whole new Bar Mitzvah. And at this point line, the Gemara is being mechanesh, a whole new Pesachta, that we have wrong shot and why Modeh B'Mixus swear. We thought till now that Modeh B'Mixus swear is because Taina Chashuva. We got it wrong. Modeh B'Mixus swear because Xeris HaKosuv. That Modeh B'Mixus swears and Kaibra HaKos Bater. So I don't know whether Rav Nochum says it, it's not that the mold, it's really that way he said, Rav Nochum said, say it the way he said, it should be accurate. You know, I would have said it differently, is that, you know, the Hodah is really irrelevant. It's just, you're always high and sure, except that the Kfira poaches you. I don't know, that sounds like a very strange way of saying it, but that's what he says.
Isn't that like saying like the Chazanish's line, like you, everyone's high and yes, except.
Yes, I agree.
What kind of
saying it.
So he says that
you're always kind of sure when there's a taina, the kfira passes you. It's mamish like the chazanish. Yes, I'm sure the chazanish would make fun of this too.
What does it even mean the kfira here? If there's intrinsic,
it's not a kfira, but if it's extrinsic, then how do they know it is a kfira? What?
What would you say?
I was wondering what is the Chiyav Shua in this world?
Nochem says that a guy makes a taina
and automatically goes behind you to respond to the shua.
That's enough to mechayev you a shua. Maybe because he's making a taina. Maybe he's right.
Yeah, but isn't that silly? Because he mother.
When you kaifer, so your kfira passes you.
That sounds like you counter
his taina. What do you mean? You thinking that Mistami he's true because the guy ain't in on the tovan of Gen Yeshlo. I am kaifer, so a guy wouldn't be kaifer unless he's telling the truth. So your kfira undoes the might of his taina.
Well, this is the mother shach. Either when you tied
it in the not a kfira. So then there's a vow in
Sure.
That's what
Rav Nachum
said.
If you try to get somebody, either one of two things, either he'll be Boda or he's going to deny it. So if he's Boda, there's nothing to talk about. The other side is he denies it. So then what is the word? You have a theoretical Chiyav Shua that has no
Mokum. Sometimes he doesn't deny, and sometimes like
so what kind of Shua is Yavah Shua? I don't know.
I don't know. That would also be a denial. This part is, he also said that would also part here from Chiyav Shua.
So the chiv shvua is shayach. So the one is so the whole thing is shayach. If the guy says, I don't know.
In lamdis, the taina is machayev is shvua. The kfira patches you. And
why would we ever be psukim that way? Where in the pasuk is there any indication of the wild?
And when you have an anan sadi, so then there's no kfira. So therefore you're left with a chiv shvua.
At which pasuk is Bash with such a wild interpretation of what the Torah is doing?
I hear. Okay.
I'll get to you.
I agree with you.
So according to Rav Nachum, the guy says, you owe me 100. I say back, I owe you 0. Aiden come in and say he owes 50. What's the halacha?
You do not have to swear because there was a real kfira. Because the Aiden is a davar achar garam lo. So the Adam cannot stop my kfira from being a kfira. And the kfira patches my chiyav shua.
So even though it's clear that moedim mitzvahs, he would be chayiv, if the Adam say, or the Adam are moedim mitzvahs, so
is a begam in the kfira, not a real kfira. But when there's a full-fledged kfira, the kfir hako is what patches you.
So and Adam saying that you owe 50 is not a begam in the kfir hako?
No, that's what he said, because that's external. But when you, it's not enough of a big, it's not enough of a, but if it's Anan Sadi, it's internal.
Then Anan Sadi's internal?
Yes, because it's from the case itself, from the tainus itself.
Because in fact, we see them both struggling with it?
Because it's not, because Bezdin, when the court's brought to Bezdin, the comes to Bezdin with the tainus. So the it's immediate that there's Anan Sadi. It comes together with the suffix. And Ansadi is a chayrek of the, so to speak, dry the mamayna. The suffix is noyad with the Ansadi.
So basically, instead of finding a force of saying that it's stronger than Adam, he comes up with different methods saying that Ansadi is internal, and that's why it can work, even though if Adam come along and testify about 50%, it won't do anything because it's external.
Right.
That's his workaround.
Right, so he's saying, so therefore you get the equivalency of, it becomes equivalent to all those baldin. Equivalent of Mada Mixes. The reason why Mada Mixes works is because it's no kfira. There's a begam in the kfira. The guy's only not kleifrako. So this is ke'ain Mada Mixes, because since it's external, since it's internal, it's also the kfira is not a good kfira. So it's equivalent to Moedim Mixes.
Taisus, the previous Taisus went through this and clearly said, that's I think Rebbe read his previous Taisus, Kaifra Koyochiach, to the Taino Kfira Potter, Yesh Loimen, about Sada Shavi, Yesh Taino Chashuva. Taisus already, what Rebbe's going to say, that was the step, that was the Gemara before. The Gemara didn't drop any shot of Kaifra Koyochiach.
That was the step before. That's what I've not learned. That was so while we thought, while we held the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, but now we're dropping Rav Chiya Kamaisa. This is Rav Nachum. Okay, so anyway, so what do we say about Rav Nachum? So I agree with Rav Nachum is pashtus, it's a cute trick. In other words, it's a cute trick. He's saying, when Taivis says that it's better than Adim, and it's become like Moedim and Mixus, it's obviously not better than Adim and Beer. Because the pshat is that there's a different chisar in Adim. So it's better than Adim because it lacks there's here the chisaron in Edom is not dira. The chisaron of Edom is external. So if the chisaron in Edom is something else, so I can be better than Edom. Right? In other words, the whole problem on, that we have on Tosis is how can a non-tzaddik be better than Edom? Because that's because we were a one-dimensional. We were only thinking about dira. But here it comes from Rav Nachum and says that the criteria is not dira. Don't stop. Don't think about birer. The reason why Edom don't make a chi of shrua is because the Edom is external. So it's a separate problem. It's not because of the it's not because they don't make good birer. They make wonderful birer, but they're external.
I mean, can I ask a question, which is maybe a silly question?
This is better than Edom because it's internal.
Question, maybe it's because I don't understand what's going on here, but the we were learning until now that the Mishnah is a Shvuah Derabanan, right?
Only because without that it would be a Shvuah Deraisa.
So now at this point we're saying it's mamash like Bita Mixus where it's a Shvuah Deraisa,
except for the problem of which makes it becomes a Derabanan. But if not for that problem, it will be Deraisa. Yes.
So really, this really would be a deraisa. It'd be mamish like Bita Mixus.
It would be a deraisa if not for the problem of Kiheched and Ansadi Lahai and Ansadi Lahai.
And how does that make it into Drabanan?
Because since they're both equal, so they there's no reason that makes it Drabanan. There's no one guy better than the other. So it can't be a Shua. I don't know.
So the deraisa, the Shua would fall off, but in Drabanan, we still impose it?
Yes. Because it can't be deraisa. Okay. I'm not so clear, but I don't want to lose the cheshbon. So again, so Rav Nochem is, I don't want, you know, the Dvir HaKadosh was super radical in Svara. Rav Nochem is super radical in Lashon. You know, like he's wild. He's wild in cheshbon. In other words, he's going ahead. And he's saying that Tosfos over here, in the middle of this little Tosfos, Tosfos expects you to understand that we're making up a brand new pshat in why Moda B'Mixus swears, a brand new pshat why Kofer Hako is Potter, a brand new pshat why other Sagan don't do it, right? Till now, we were saying Moda B'Mixus swears because of Taina Chashuva. Kofer Hako is not a Taina Chashuva. Rav Chiya Gemaisa is wrong because it's not the Kfir of Azama, and therefore it's not a Taina Chashuva. And now we're supposed to figure out that Tosfos is dropping everything, and he's rewriting Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, We're rewriting Baba Metzia. We're coming out with a new pshat of Moda B'Mixus swears. Moda B'Mixus is some Zeres HaKosev, nothing to do with Taina Chashuva. Kofer Hako is his tour. Like Aaron Herzberg said, like the Chazon Ish is making fun of the tour. And Edom is external, and this is internal. And there's not a single word in Tosfos that he says anything, except all he says is that Anan Tzadi is better than Edom. So you have to pull your beard and say, how can it be better than Edom? Well, the only way it can be better is that it's internal. So it must be that it's playing internal, and therefore it must be. Like, you know, it's like everything is totally chaser from A to Z and D to A and backwards and forwards and 16 times. There's nothing in Tosfos that says any of this. All these radical chidushim is totally chaser in Tosfos. Right? That's problem number one. Problem number two is also, how can Tosfos say it's lav dafka? It's not lav dafka. It's not, again, the fact that Anan Sadi is external and this is internal, that means that it's not working through a system of Anan Sadi. If it be working through a system of Anan Sadi, it'd also be external. So it's not, so Chaz says there has to be a different system. So don't call me, don't say Lav Dafka. It's not Lav Dafka. It's nothing to do with Anan Sadi. It's a different force. It's some other force which is internal. So what are you calling it? Lav Dafka.
The Lav Dafka means that it's not external, because normally an Anan Tzadi would be external like Nadim. So it's Lav Dafka because it's internal.
Okay, so I have a story to tell you. A guy, I went ahead and I killed Reuven. You know how I killed him? Because I took a gun and I took a sword and I chopped off his head. The guy asked me a question. What? You took a sword and chopped off a head? How did you do that? You're not strong enough to do it. Yeah, laughed Afka. I didn't kill him that way. I killed him a different way. I locked him in the room and he starved to death. You know.
We just learned the Gemara Sanhedrin that he's not so punching Chaim in the second case.
Okay, but I'm just trying to say is you can't say lav dafka if you're doing something completely different. Just because they both kill you, it's not called lav dafka. Lav dafka means you're basically using the same thing. I use a sword. So I used I said a sword. It wasn't really a sword. It was a.
But Rebbe, all along we really felt that Nansahadi was lav dafka.
Excuse me. That would be lav dafka. I said I chopped off his head with a sword. Say what? How does a sword cut through his head? But it wasn't just a regular sword. It was a chainsaw. Okay. So when he said a sword, it was lav dafka. That could be lav dafka because you're even before the system.
But even before the Sir Nachum, if you asked him what's the Anan Sahadi based on Tyson Dot Bays, you would not say it's a real Anan Sahadi.
That's what you said. I would say it's Anan Sahadi. Where it goes Anan Sahadi, I would say it's Anan Sahadi. I'm sorry, I would say it's Anan Sahadi.
It's only based on a Chazaka Tachas Madal Yadam Shalohu.
The superstructure that you end up at the end of the day, you get an Anan Sahadi. Somehow or another, you end up in an ansadi. I don't know how, but it's where it says an ansadi, it means an ansadi. Don't tell me. I'm not ready to accept that when it says an ansadi, it don't mean an ansadi. Toivis is mechadesh, it's lavdavka. Lavdavka means it's a little better than an ansadi. So instead of using a sword, you use a saw. Okay, you know, that's an ansadi because it's a little better. It's tvei miyadis edim. But it's basically working with the same system of anansa of others and just fake. So to me, Rav Nachum, I mean, I know why Rav Nachum said what he said because he was bothered that the Dvir Kodesh is like so crazy. How can something be better than Ada? But the whole from A to Z, the whole Rav Nachum
is so what? Does he quote Dvir Kodesh?
No, of course not. But that the simple reading in Taifas is saying, we've always learned that Moed B'Mixas is Taina Chashuva. Rav Chia Kamaisa got slugged up because Eina Bachosha Bazama. Therefore, it's a begam in the Taina Chashuva, in the Birer, so it's not a Taina Chashuva. So the simple reading in Taifas is that an Ansadi makes a better Birer than Sadi, and therefore there's no problem with Eina Bachosha Bazama. It's a simple reading. It reads
so perfectly. So Kodesh is the simple reading?
Yes. Except his svara is horrendous. Horrendous. That's not the right word. His svaras are not simple. But the structure, you know, again, structure reading is simple. So we said always that Melda B'Mixas is because of Taina Chashuva. Rav Chia is also a Taina. If you hold Rav Chia Kamaisa, that's also a Taina Chashuva. The Gemara asked the Pircha and Rav Chia because it's Eina Bachosha Bazama. Eina Chosha Bazama means a begam in the beer. Since it's a begam in the beer, it can't make a Taina Chashuva. Comes along the Svara of Titus and says that now we say this on Ansadi is better than Adim, meaning it has a better beer than Adim, and there's no problem with Eina Bachosha Bazama. And since it's a better beer, it's just a draft. Adim is missing it. Adim makes a 99% beer. 99% beer is not enough to make Taina Chashuva. You need Moda B'Mixas, which is based on Odos Baalim, which is 100% beer. So Adim missed it by the skin of his teeth. It was a beautiful beer. Was a 99% beer, but it just missed it. We need a drop more beer. Comes along the Anan Sadi, and this Anan Sadi has a drop more beer than Adim, so it wins. The Adim stopped at a quarter of an inch before the finish
line.
What's
the Lav Dafka mean?
Lav Dafka has that extra inch. It has an extra iota beer. fits perfectly.
Of what, compared to Eden or compared to another non-Sadi?
Compared to Eden and compared to non-Sadi, compared to everything. A non-Sadi means
this is
Eden.
A super non-Sadi?
Yeah, Rebbe, maybe this is... Maybe,
wait, one thing, right? The simple John and Titus, it's a simple reading and Titus says, it's exactly, if you don't change everything you held up, Modem and Mixus is because of Taina Chashuva. The Taina Chashuva needs to know for sure that you owe the Eidim. To hold the banner of Chia Gamais is whether or not that's a Taina Chashuva, because Eina Bachoshav Azama. And this is a draft better. This doesn't have the problem of Eina Bachoshav Azama, because the beer is a draft better.
In the Lav Dafka?
It has to be a draft better. So it's that's Lav Dafka, because even all this Eidim have a 99% beer.
And that would be what I would think a non-Sahadi would be.
So it's not a different track. It just that was 99%, but you need 99.1. Because that fell short by a point one. So
you need a regular non-Sahadi would only be 99?
What?
A regular non-Sahadi
is no better than Sahadi. Because a non-Sahadi means it's Sahadi.
So what is special about this case that makes it 100%?
Oh, I'm not answering that. I'm saying that the structure reading of Tysus is 100 times better the way the Zer Kodesh said it, Hakayat and Rav Nachum. It works.
Except that Rebbe didn't like the Lav Dafka there either.
I'm trying to explain what I'm saying. I said structurally, he's right, except that the Svara made no sense. Because then he got hit by a problem. How can you say the non-Sadi in our case is better than Adam? Who? It's not true. Because if Adam would say that we saw that the guy picked it up, he would win. So it's a lie. Tavis is lying.
He didn't like Lav Dafka according to him either.
I know. I don't need it because I'm saying
what reading would Lav Dafka make sense?
I'm trying to answer you. Please give me a chance. The problem that he got messed up is on his second step when he tried to explain there's a structure and there's a svara to explain the structure. The structure, there's no problem. The Lav Dafka is beautiful. The structure is everything's working on one track. Everything's working the track of viewer. Modib and Mixus it works on track of Birer through Hodos Bald and Gimei Eidim Dami, makes Taina Chashuva. Hodos Eidim works on the track of Birer, Rav Chia Kamaisa saw to make Taina Chashuva. We don't hold Rav Chia Kamaisa because on the track of Birer, you need that extra Nikuda, the extra degree of Birer that Hodos Bald has over Hodos Eidim. Because Hakoshav Azama, and comes along Tavis and that over here the Anan Sadi is Lav Dafka, because this Anan Sadi has that extra drop of beer. Structurally, it's perfect. The question is, and it fits in Anan Sadi, it fits into everything. The problem is that in Svara, it makes no sense, because how in the world can you say that the Anan Sadi in our Suga is better than Aiden when we know? Loses the Eidim. So that's where the Tver Kodesh went with his radical cheshbonos that this is that when there's Eidim, then this disintegrates and it's a different system. And that's when he got messed up that the Anat Lav Dafka doesn't work. And that's when he gets in Svara, isn't so Mistavra. But his basic structure, before he tried to explain it, is beautiful. It reads like a charm.
Is it possible to say just over here one Nakuda that over here it Tosis is trying to say that Hodas Baldin is Kamei Adam Dami, and that's like saying telling the Anan Sahadi but trying to say is that his Hodah is the punch. It's what's making the difference.
Right.
His
Hodah, the Anan Sahadi here has that same punch as Hodah.
No,
he's why does the Anan Sahadi have the same power as a punch of Hodas Baldin? Makes no sense.
Because if he's the one saying that I'm saying that it's Taka his, then it's Hodas Baldin that's telling the
next
saying
it. He's saying going for Hakko, the Anan Sadi saying it. So why is the Anan Sadi better than Adam?
Now, because he wants the Anan Sadi for his side, so he's willing to shtel back to the other guy the same word.
You just made up that Svara. I'm sorry. You can't make up a story like that. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, right, so that's the structure. So we got
It's the Shmuel HaKadosh.
Okay, so
and then, he called Shelevek. That's like Rebbe saying does haste. It makes a stronger throw when you use Yiddish.
Okay. Anyway, so the nice of that, I want to just we get clarity where we're holding. I would say that we have to use the structure of the Devir HaKadosh because he fits in like a charm in Tisus. Everything is perfect, exactly like we always thought. Everything is in terms of Birur. The only we just have one question. How can Taisa say that the Birur of Anan Sadi is better than the Birur of Edom when we know that when Edom fight Anan Sadi, the Ansadi Edom win? Right, which is what the Derek Osh was struggling with, except I don't like his answer. Because his answer went ahead and made, you know, that this isn't the real Birur, this is something else. I don't know. Right? Are we okay? What?
I mean, it's the last 3 minutes. You can tell us your shot now.
A Sfora needs a friend. You know, you can always not like the Devir HaKadosh. It needs a friend.
Yeah, okay. So I will give you a mashal, and then I'll let you people think for tomorrow. Tomorrow we have to think. We have a play ping pong, basketball, whatever you want. Reuven plays basketball with Shimon and Reuven wins. Okay. Shimon plays basketball with Levi and Shimon wins. What happens when Reuven plays Levi?
I don't know.
Right. You don't know. Why can't we say if Reuven beats Shimon and Shimon beats Levi, so for sure Reuven will beat Levi?
There's a word in sports, it's called on any given day.
No, but I'm saying, but let's say consistently. Every day, whenever Reuven plays Shimon, every single day, Reuven always wins. And whenever Shimon plays Levi, Shimon always wins. But when Reuven wants to play Levi.
There may be Levi might have some koach against Reuven that didn't work against Shimon.
Right. In other words, even though Reuven plays Shimon and Reuven wins, it doesn't mean that he wins because he's better than him in every regard. You can win and still be worse in some regard. Oh. So that's a beautiful structure to explain Tisus. That Tisus is saying that, of course, Anan Sadi against Edom, the Anan Sadi loses. Just like Shimon loses to Reuven. But even though the Anan Sadi loses, the Anan Sadi has some advantage over Edom. Right? We're saying Shimon loses when he plays Reuven all the time. But Shimon has an advantage that Reuven doesn't have. He still loses, but he has some advantage. But that, even though he has an advantage, he still loses. And that's why he's able to beat Levi and Shimon can't, and Reuven can't. So you can have an advantage in one area and still lose. So it depends.
That's where Nachum came along with internal external.
Forget about it. Don't get confused.
I'm saying it's anyone.
No. Because I'm talking about Birur, not talking about that. And that was because he was dropping Birur. I'm working within the realm of Birur. See, everything's totally in Birur. But Birur itself is multifaceted. So we're saying like this. When Tavis, of course, the Birur of Edom is better. Is going to beat the Birur of Anan Sadi. But on some dimension, the Birur of Anan Sadi is better. The Birur of Anan Sadi solves the problem of Eina Bachoshim Hazam.
Meaning the question is, what are we trying to accomplish? And in certain accomplishments, Anan Sadi is going to be better than Edom.
Or this Anan Sadi, right? In other words, the problem of Eina Bachoshim Hazam, which is the problem in Birur, not like Rav Nochen, not like, you know, we're thinking, but it's some kind of in within Birur, that particular issue, and this Anan Sadi is better than Edom, even though in other issues in Birur, Edom is better, because we have to, right, if we understand better the problem of Eina Bachosha and Azama, what that Birur Dika problem is, So then we can say that this Anan Sadi has a better viewer in that one Nikuda. Except in a different Nikuda, I have a worse viewer. And the Nikuda of viewer that counts in our Sugya, the Anan Sadi is better than Aiden. And you know, can have me, when it comes to Paskin, who owns the Taoist, so the viewer of Aiden is better than the viewer of the Anan Sadi. But when it comes to Paskin on whether it's a Taina Chashuva to be Mechayev Eshvua, so the Birur of the Anan Sadi is better than the Birur of Eidim, because it's different criteria than Birur.
Does that mean it has to be like Moedim B'Mixas in that regard?
It becomes like Moedim B'Mixas in that regard, because Moedim B'Mixas has that level of Birur in that criteria. So Moedim B'Mixas has the level of Birur in the right criteria. How does Eidim is missing a certain level of Birur in that criteria? And this Anan Sadi has that extra level of Birur in that criteria. I lose it to Hodes Eidim. That's because Hodes Eidim has a different dimension of Birur that you don't have, right? That's about as ambiguous as I can be without giving away the whole.
And it's the same concept of it being demoted from a Daraisa to a Durabanun because of the fact that there's two Tainas would apply?
Yes.
Okay. But in theory, anyway, it should be a Daraisa Shua.
It would be a Daraisa Shua without the fact that they both have the same thing.
So if there's a non-Sahadi, we're just saying like, 50% is yours.
It's like Moda B'Mixas because Ligabi, the Nakuda of Birur, that Moedim B'Mixas has, which creates the Taina Chashuva, this has everything that Moedim B'Mixas has, no different. I think it's beautiful. It just needs a little Hesber. All right. Dr. Gwander, am I okay?
I was actually waiting for the end because I wanted to ask, Rebbe, I missed some of the shiur, but I wanted to know, just again, the concept of Taina Chashuva. Can you explain where that comes from again?
Yes, the Torah said on Dawud and Amirawit that if we hold the Rafiya Kamaisa, so what is the logic of the Torah? Why does Moedim B'Mixas swear? Moedim B'Mixas swear and others Eidim swear. What is the logic? We put the two, so we say the logic is that the Torah is saying that when the fact that the person, we know that half of your Taina is true, so that shows that you have you're not stam a guy off the street. You have a Taina Chashuva. Mimeda, we're nervous, maybe the other half is true and you have to swear. So it's the beer on half that causes a chiyah shua on the other half. So that's how we understand chiyah maida b'mixas. Now, comes along the Gemara and says, we don't know the Rav Chiyah Kamaisa. Now, Poshim Shat, in the Pasha, it's not like Rav Nochem, that even the person who doesn't know the Rav Chiyah Kamaisa doesn't argue radically with the Havana Moedim B'Mixas. The pshat why Moedim B'Mixas swears is the fact that we have a beer on one half causes us to be nervous and maybe the other half is also true. It's just that the beer of Moedim B'Mixas is an iota stronger than the beer of Hodes Eidim because Hodes Eidim has a gap that it can be slugged up by a Choshev Hazama. So it's not 100% true because there's a potential to get slugged up. While Moedim B'Mixas is based on Hodos Ba'adin Kamei Eidim, you can never slug up Hodos Ba'adin Kamei Eidim, Dami. So the Birur Moedim B'Mixas is a drop better. So therefore, the Chi of Shvua is only by Moedim B'Mixas because you have a drop more Birur on half. Comes along Davis and says that even this Hava, I mean, this day that holds that we don't know the Chi of Kamaisa, holds that you swear by when there's this Anan Sadi, because the Anan Sadi also has that drop more beer than Hodes Eidim. It's like Moedim B'Mixas. So the kasha we ask is, how can you tell me it has more beer than Eidim when it loses to Eidim? So I'm giving this mashal of basketball. He might lose to Eidim because his beer, he has an athlete's feet, I don't know what it's called, an athlete's foot. Ahili's foot, that that's why he loses to Eidim. But Nitzah, the Kayah, What?
Achilles heel.
Achilles heel. Okay, I got it wrong. All right. Achilles heel. But on the etzem beerer, which is relevant to our sugya, it could be that the beerer of the Anan Sadi is better than the beerer of Hadas Aiden. It's equal to the beerer of Moda Bemixis. That fits perfectly into the words of Tysus. That's what Tysus sounds like he's saying. So we just have to figure out what are these two different types of beerim, that there's a beerer that's relevant to our sugya, which is the beer of Achoshev Azama, and a beer which allows the others aid them to beat the Anan Sadi. Right? Okay.
Seem that the chasarn is gufa the benefit. Meaning the whole problem here is that there's two Anan Sadis going against each other.
No, to be fair, leave out the two. That's me. We're working.
No, but I'm saying, but that's a point. But that is a point. That has a point. Okay, I'm sorry. We have an Anan Sahadi, even though there's two people that are equally holding on to the whole thing. You want to say it like that?
No, so I don't want to say it struggle, like that. That messes everything up. That's why the Gresis is not true. That's Kiheka Dan Sadinai and Sadinai. It would be Luyut Sir, there's only one person holding, and the other guy's not holding. That's the.
So that Anan Sahadi would still have a power to Mechayev Ashur?
Yes.
But that's not halacha. We know it's not true.
He said, "Let's say one guy's holding half, and the other guy's holding nothing."
Right.
So that situation, that Anan Sadi.
There's no shul mechayiv in that case.
That raisa on the other half.
But there is no shul mechayiv in that case.
It would be. That's what our Gemara type is saying. Like the Gemara held that there would be a chishu in that case.
If the other guy's not holding on.
If no one's holding, let's say one guy's holding half. And the right. other half, no one's holding.
Right.
And the fact that he's holding half creates an Anan Sadi, that half is his. And he says Kuda Shali. And the other guy says, no, Kuda Shali. So there would be a.
The one that's Kuda Shali, who is not holding on to anything, has no Taina. He doesn't do nothing happens, okay, right?
But he would have to swear. He would have to swear. Shvua Maida Bemixas. Taina says, Midaraisa. Because the Anan Sadi is better than Adam. It's better of Chia Kamaisa, and it's like Moida Bemixis. It's like your Moida Bemixis on half.
But if he's holding on to the whole thing, then he wouldn't have to swear at all?
No, they would get the whole thing.
But so why if he's holding on to half, does that all of a sudden cause
the other guy's holding on to half. One guy's holding on to half. The other guy's holding on to nothing. They both say Kuda Shali.
Right.
So the person who's holding on to nothing is Chayav Ashur Daraisa, Moida Bemixis. Because the Anan Sadi, that half belongs to the other guy, based on the fact that he's holding it, would it's better than Rav Chiya's Kamaisas on Edim, and it's like Moida Bemixas.
But he's not holding on to anything. Why would he get anything?
No one's holding the second half.
Right.
There's two halves of the doubt. One guy's right. holding half, the other guy's right. holding, no one's holding the second half.
Right.
So the fact that one guy's holding half makes an
Reuven's holding on to half, let's say, right?
Shimon's holding
on to nothing.
And Reuven's also not holding. So the other, that second half, no one's holding.
Right.
So now within the Zen, and they Zamar Kudashi, Zamar Kudashi.
Right.
So it has a dinner, but it mixes. Because
who has to swear?
The person who's not holding anything.
Why? Why would he get anything? He's not holding on to anything.
No one's holding the second half. So,
and so one second, the halacha would be that Shimon could make a shvua and then they split it 50-50?
Ms. Tamar, yeah. But he's chayav to make a shvua. The chiddush is that he has to make a shvua, not that you split it. The split it is pasha. No one's holding it. Why shouldn't you split it? The chiddush is that he's chayav a shvua.
It's no worse than holding a karkashta.
No one's holding it at all. There's no karkashtas. No one's holding it.
The two items.
Yes, or somehow the Luyitzur, I don't know. Kasha Maisa. No, he's holding half, and the other half they're not holding.
The other half is in midair. Nobody's holding it.
Yes. So according to Tysus, the Anan Sadi on half creates a Chiyav Shua because it's like your Maida on that half. It's like Hodas Baldin. And even if you don't know the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, you would still have to swear. That's what type is that.
So the guy who's holding on would not have to swear and he could keep half.
Of course not.
The guy could swear and keep half?
I don't know. I don't need, that's not what I'm trying to say. That's the pashtus. Two people are arguing. No one's holding. We say yachleiko. The chiddush I'm saying
is that we say kol olivar. Okay.
I'm going to throw a spanner. You stop. So then it's right. So forget about, that's a side point. You're mixing me up with the gift. Lo yitzor, the din would be yachleiko.
Okay.
Forget about the kol dangar. That's why we don't do kol dangar. Okay. You're right. You happen to be right. I'm just trying to demonstrate the point that this would be a mode of the mixes. You tell me that it's kol dangar, so it's not relevant. Okay. You're right. The point is, that the holding the Taoist creates a non-Sadi that you have to swear.
Creates on the other guy the Moed Mixes situation.
Yes.
And then the same thing goes the other way around. They each have a Moed Mixes requirement on the other half. So that a non-Sahadi creates that.
Yes.
Even though their actual Tainas are Kula Shali, which is really, yes, sounds like a Kaifer Akol Taina.
Yes. Because it's like others aid him. Except this other favorite, other Satan. Okay. All right.
I'll have to think about that tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have to finish. And then we're going to give us a day or two.
Someone suggested that Wednesday maybe we could do a separate shiur on something to do with Hanukkah. I think Shmuel maybe suggested something like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not into Hanukkah. Let's first see if we can finish this sugya tomorrow. Or we might not finish. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
Wait, we're still stuck in the, what do you call, the quicksand. Okay. All right. You got it.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.